ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya. Hey, I'm Rudy, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. For NAIDOC Week, we're celebrating 50 years of Deadly by talking to some of the deadliest artists I know. Molly Hunt is a writer, painter, and illustrator. She made a comic book and even created her own black superhero. Let's go have a little a yarn with Molly about her artistic superpowers. Yama Molly.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for taking the time to yarn with me. You're a busy woman. Artist, writer, comic book maker. Have you been a storyteller from the jump?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think just being, an Aboriginal woman, Indigenous, storytelling is, you know, a part of me. It's a practice that goes way, way beyond thousands of years.
What was your first artistic love? Was it painting or drawing? Interpretive dance?
You know, when you're kind of making stories up in your head, I remember doing that from such a young age. I was just kind of creating these little worlds in my head. Then I started to draw. I grew up with English, but also grew up with my language of an Arnhem Land, Yolngu Mata. And I think there was a part where I kind of wasn't sure how to articulate an English word sometimes. So I started with drawing, and then I slowly started to write.
What were your daydreams like? Did you imagine pictures or words in your mind?
No, it was always visual. It's really funny. I remember just seeing things and seeing actions and scenes and hearing music as well and hearing the voice of different characters. And yeah, it was just a whole world. It was like kind of watching a little animation sometimes in my head.
With music and everything. That's so cool. It can be hard when you're first starting out with something. It can feel like there's a long way between the drawings in your notebook and the ones on the big screen or in art galleries. So, what would you say to 8-year-old Molly if you could talk to her now?
I think I would tell her dreams are a powerful thing. And I would tell her that things that make her different are actually her strengths. So, I grew up in remote communities. I grew up in a community called Umblagari, which doesn't exist anymore. And I would say that sometimes when the world feels like it's disadvantaged against you, it really is your strength. And there will be times when she feels unsure, but her creativity will take her to incredible places and connect with amazing people, not just in Australia, but all around the world.
That's amazing. Now, Balangara country is in the northeast of the Kimberley in Western Australia. What's it like there?
Balangara country, it's breathtaking. The colours are some of the strongest memories I carry. The deep reds of the earth, the silver, the greens of the bush and the bright blue sky that seems to kind of stretch forever really here. And one of my favourite things is being near the Pentecost River. And you kind of feel so small when you're driving next to the Coban Ranges. And we call them like sleeping giants. So you kind of feel so small and insignificant next to these cliffs.
I really like the idea of sleeping giants and trying not to wake them up.
Exactly, yes, yes. So you feel very, very small. And in these cliffs as well, we're very lucky and privileged to be able to have waterfalls and billabongs all around. So we say you go waterfall hunting during the wet season time to like find new waterfalls and revisit the ones that have filled up during the wet. So, very blessed living in the East Kimberley here.
Here on Little Yarns, we're all about the sounds of country. So what's your favourite Balangara sound?
Sound. There's a couple of different sounds. The wind moves through the trees and you can hear birds. It's always noisy. It's East Kimberley noise. But I think you also feel a kind of a power here as well. You can feel a strength and you can kind of feel that this country is ancient. And it's something you can't even articulate. You just kind of have to feel it. But I think the main sound that makes me really think about the East Kimberley is a barra jumping in the river and just smashing down into the river, and you can just hear that huge splash.
Barra? Oh, yum. Do you go fishing much?
Absolutely. I like to pride myself in a bit of a fisherwoman. And, I hunt a lot. It's just the way we've always been. You know, this is how we really try to live a bit more sustainable. And it's a feeling of empowerment to be able to go out country and source your own food and live off the land. We're very bountiful here, and we're very lucky that we are surrounded by fresh water that provides for us. And we've been doing this for many, many years. And, you know, our parents and our grandparents have kind of embedded into us that this is how we should live. This should be the norm, to be able to live off the land.
Gee, you're neat, Molly. As Aboriginal people, art is really important to us. How does it make you feel to create art?
Yeah, definitely. I think the two words that come to my mind, it's a privilege and a responsibility. And I often think about the generations of artists and storytellers and knowledge holders who have come before me. So when I create, I do feel connected to something much bigger than myself. And, you know, art becomes a way of honouring those connections while also contributing my own voice. And something I always say is art is translation. Art shares things that we just can't articulate with the actual human words.
I love the idea that art translates what we don't have words for. And speaking of words, do you have any Balangara language that you'd like to share?
I think a word that I really like to say, and I think because I've been associated with it much more recently due to my exhibition, is Yirrima. And Yirrima is a Balangara word which means dry season. And I really love just before the dry hits. Like, there's a transitioning period where it finishes from the wet, it's the last bit of rain, and you know the dry is coming because all the dragonflies start to come out. So all the dragonflies start to come, and then you can see all the bush turkeys when you're, like, driving on the road. And you know it's dry because sound travels further and louder when you're in town. So you can kind of just hear more when you're in town. You can see the dragonflies a bit more. You can see the bushfires burning on the hills. So that's all the cultural backburnings. And when it's sunset, it's like the most beautiful sunset you've ever seen in your life. Just like a glowing orb as it goes down behind the hills. So yeah, Yirrima or Yirrima, which means dry season in Balangara.
Before we say goodbye, do you have any advice for our deadly young listeners who love drawing and telling stories?
I think just keep dreaming and keep creating. Don't worry about being perfect. Every drawing, every story, and every idea matters because it's helping you find your voice. The stories you carry are important, and nobody can tell them the way that you can. So be proud of who you are, stay curious, and never stop imagining.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks so much for yarning with me, Molly. I'll catch you next time.
No worries. Thanks. I'll see you then.
Yalu. This little yarn was made on Gadigal and Mirrawong countries, featuring the sounds of Balangara country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab on the free ABC Listen app.